The Bay Area attracts immigrants from around the world, but it's not a prime destination for Haitians. So when renowned drummer Daniel Breville moved to Oakland from Port-au-Prince last year, he found keeping his culture alive meant reaching out to a non-Haitian audience. Since January, he's been teaching rhythms with roots in voodoo and slave rebellion to Bay Area residents. From Oakland, Jacob Fenston has this audio postcard.
In Haiti, drums and dance aren't just entertainment.
Good, so let's move on. We gotta do Igbo, the slave dance. So,
in the voodoo religion, rhythms communicate with the spirit world, and gods are summoned by playing their beats.
Oh, the drum, it's the one who has a contact with the spirit. It's a drum to give the vibration, to call the spirit, but with a tempo. Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8.
For Haitians, voodoo is not the black magic of zombie flicks. It's a religion that inspired and sustained the world's only successful slave revolt.
Igbo, it's a rhythm of slavery. When people was in the slavery, they don't have any drum, but there is a table, there is lap, and trying to play the drums, and this is how the dance goes, to make people break the chain to be free.
On an August night in 1791, French slaves danced to voodoo beats, summoning the strength to overthrow their masters in a plot that would establish the world's first black republic. Breville started drumming at age 8 in Port-au-Prince.
I've been teaching and drumming for 25 years.
He learned the art from his dad, who was also a master drummer. Today, he's passing on the rhythms to students who don't practice voodoo and who don't necessarily know much about Haitian history.
My name's Sammy Knowles.
We learn probably about 5 or 6 rhythms every class.
My name is Nancy McMorris. It's very difficult. I'm not very innately musical, I would say, at all.
It's interesting because it's, on the surface of things, it's completely different from the, I was raised Mormon, and it's completely different from those roots on the surface, but the more I get into it and the more I understand it, the more I see similarities, which is really interesting.
First row, we'll make y'all work, come back. This is Juba, make you guys work. 5, 6, 7, and right. Left.
My name is Portia Jefferson, and I am an artist located here in the Bay Area.
Full turn.
Jefferson teaches Haitian dance, and she's recruited Breville to play drums in class. She says enrollment has shot up since he's been here.
Do we have that? Okay, let me see it. I won't be convinced until I see it.
She says teaching to a non-Haitian audience means divorcing the dance from some of its spiritual significance.
The dance is connected to Vodou. I think they both go hand in hand because you are representing certain Loa and their movement and characteristics, and you are paying homage to a certain spirit. But I do know you have to be very careful presenting that in a dance class setting because people come to dance class for different reasons. Some people come to express different things. They come to release. They come to learn technique. So you have to be really careful to cater to a lot of people.
I'm Joseph Sane, and I come here usually every week to dance and connect with the music here.
My name is Rachel Watts.
It's really primal and very down low in the hips a lot of movement from the hips and from the legs and the thighs.
And so your spine is constantly moving and flowing, even though your arms and legs are doing very staccato movements.
No matter what color you are, whatever ethnicity you are, I think you will be drawn to Haitian dance. It's something about the music. It's something about the dance. I think it just doesn't have a color line.
Jefferson is a native of Texas, not Haiti. But since she started Haitian dance 15 years ago, she's become more and more interested in the country's culture. She's visited 4 times and keeps a copy of Creole Made Easy on her coffee table. But master drummer Danielle Breville says speaking the language is not a prerequisite to enjoy the music and the movement.
When you play the drums, people who listen to you, no matter what, they're gonna feel it. They're gonna communicate it and get ready to dance.
In Oakland, I'm Jacob Fenston for Cross Currents.